We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amar Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Zayin Amar Beis, continuing what you're allowed to save when there is a fire in the house. Zok the Mishnah, Matzilim Mozon Gimel Sudus Haroyel Odom La Odom Haroyel Behema La Behema. You're allowed to save on Shabbos enough food for three Sudus, and you're allowed to save food for people and for Behema. How many sudas allow yourself to save behema? Pasha, you only can save as many, like two sudas. Well, behema only needs two sudas a day, so you can save that for that. There are some Rishonim who learned that Muslim gimel sudas go on behema also, and the reason is because since you have to feed the behema before you feed the Adam, therefore you have to have gimel sudas, which is very shver because it's only mechuyev to feed the behema if they have a suda at that time. But in any case, that's the halach. You allow save three sudas to Adam and for real behema to behema. Ketzad, what's the example? Nafot leg a little Shabbos. If there's a fire Friday night before you ate, Matzilim Mazon Gimel Sudas, you can save three Sudas because you still need Friday night, Shabbos day, and Shalosh Sudas. For Shachris, if there's a fire in the morning, Matzilim Mazon Beit Sudas. For Mincha, where you're only missing Shalosh Sudas, you're only allowed to save one Suda, Mazon Suda Achas. Rabbi Yossi says you always can save three Sudas. Once you're saving, so therefore you can save three Sudas already. And later on, the Mishnah is going to say that you're bringing all these things to Chatzah Me'orevis. And it's no real, it's that's a Gzeira. We'll see in the Gemara in a second what the Gzeira is. Like upon him, you're allowed to save three Sudas according to Tanakama, so it's as many Sudas as you need for that Shabbos. According to Reis, you always can save three Sudas. Zok the Gemara, Mechti, Veteri Katarach. The Mishnah says later on, you're bringing it to Chatzah Me'orevis. It's a Chatzah with an area, but it's not, it's a carry. So I'm carrying a food which is not muksa to my chatzah which is not haitzah. So what's wrong? Let me take out my whole entire pantry. Mechti beteri katarach netzel tvei. I could let me save more. Amarava metayach adam bahal alma moiner. Since a person it gets worried about his money, it comes to his money, he goes a little crazy. So yisharislei, if you let him just like act like a robot and empty out his whole house, also likvuyi, it'll come to extinguish the fire. So because of that gzera, we say you only can bring out the minimum we need for that Shabbos. Omle Abaya, let me ask you what Kasha Abaya says. Elo, the time, look at the Abaya. Lishbe Chavis Baroshai. A guy was storing his wine on his roof, and all of a sudden it broke, and wine is dripping everywhere. Baroshai Gagai. Maybe Kleem Nechate. Let it bring one Kaili, put it under, and let it drip into it. But you can't go, over Vachel Yavi, Kli Echot Vyikloid. You can't bring a Kli and catch it, like stand up right near the thing and catch it. And then when that keli is filled up, bring another keli to catch more, because you don't want to lose anything. Or a kli echav yisarif asim, or you mamish attach a kli to right near the roof that you go right into it. You can't do either one. Either you can't like curl it from the ear and while it's in your hand. And also you can't put it right next to the roof, touching the roof, everything spill in there. You know, I'll do that. So Frank Demar, what's the exerica? What's the exerica over there? There's not the shallow extinguishing a fire. So why can't I bring a bunch of kalim and do that? And try to catch all my wine. What's wrong with that? What can I save my wine? And for the Gemara, here's a different Gzeira. Hakanami Gzeira Shem Yavi Kli Derech Hoshesh Rabim. If you allow someone to save all his wine, he's going to also get Bahul. And then, he's going to carry Kalim. He needs extra Kalim. He needs more utensils to catch more of the wine. He'll come to maybe carry in the Shrabim a Kalim. And therefore, he said he can't do that. So that's the Gzeira. We find the Gzeira. Adam Baal Amaynai, a person might do an Issa. Therefore, we said you can't do much. You can't do more than the minimum. Zok the Gemara, Gufa. Nishbara loy chavas b'reish gagai.
I don't hear you.
Nishbara loy chavas b'reish. If a chavas broke b'reish gagai, maybe we learned over here, we're going to chaz over this price, so we'll add a few things to it. Nishbara Gufa. Nishbara loy chavas b'reish gagai. Maybe kli maniach tachtaho. If a chavas breaks on your roof, you can put a keli under it. Or a vad. Shloyavi kli echad v'yikloit kli echad v'yitzarif. But you can't bring a keli and catch it from the ear, or v'yitzarif, put it near the roof. Taisa says like loizu avzu nizdam loyarchin. But if you have guests, then you could bring more. Maybe kli echad v'karlit kli echad v'yitzarif. If you have guests, then you can bring more another keli to catch more. But loyikloit achad yasmin. But you shouldn't do this extra catching of wine, bring more kalim to catch more wine, and then afterwards invite guests. That you can't do. You have to have the guests first. The yasmin invite the guests first. What's the pshat? The Rashi's mashma, the pshat is that you can't catch extra wine if you don't have guests yet, because at that time you don't need it. So you first have to invite the guest. And after you invite the guest, you catch more wine. But the ain marim in mekach. But the Tanakhama here says that you can't do harama. If you didn't need guests and they didn't need any food, the guests don't need any food. Don't say, oh, I'm calling guests and then just doing it, for a trick to catch the wine. You're not allowed to do that. So Rabbi Yehuda, Imam Marim, you're allowed to do harama. So we have machlekes here, Tanoim. If you're allowed to do harama, it's a Tanoim or Amraim. If you're allowed to do a harama, machlekes Tanoim. If you're allowed to do harama, but to catch the wine. So Dr. Gemara, Lema, a plukta the Rabbi Eliezer Rav Shua kamifki. Maybe this is the same machlekes like Rabbi Eliezer Rav Shua that we find in Maseches Beah. The halacha is you're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov. Because you're allowed to shecht, oichel nefesh, you're allowed to shecht the animal to eat fresh meat on Yom Tov. There's another halacha, it's in the Torah. You're allowed to shecht a mother and its son, or son and its mother, the same day of the behemoth. The mother behemoth and the son of the cow cannot be makar the same day. It's called oisai v'esbenai. Zok tamar tanya, oisai v'esbenai. Shenaflu bar, that the oisus might, but both fell, the mother and the son fell into the bar together. What's the halacha? So the shal is, you can't take them both after yontif because you're not allowed to shech them both yontif. It's not going to be tzarech yontif. Are you allowed to take them out, both of them, on yontif? You're allowed to take them out on yontif. Oisus might shenaflu bar. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the father and the son. They fell into the bar, you're allowed to take them out on Yontif. Rav Lezo Eimeh, Maile Esa Rishoin Amanas to Shechtoi. So you take out the first one to Shecht, you're allowed to be Tereach to take it out of the bar, walk, I'm allowed to Shecht on Yontif, I take it out to Shecht on Yontif. Vashaini, the second behema that I'm allowed to Shecht, I can't bring it out, I can't Shecht it. Oyseloi Parnasa Vimekoimai, Vesfil Shlo Yomus. You give it food inside the, you can't take it out, but you don't want it to die, so you let it feed it food so it shouldn't die. You give it food inside the bar while it's in the bar, but you can't take it out, and therefore you'll manage to keep it alive by giving it food. Zokta Gemara. So that's the halacha. That's Rav Eliezer's shita. Rav Yeshua Imam Malim Sarisha, I'm not a Sheikhtai, but ain't a Sheikhtai. You bring out the first one and say, I want to shecht it. But then you don't shecht it yet. Well, Marimal is a shiny. Then you say, hey, the inside one looks a little fatter. I think I want the second one. The steak in the second one looks better. Let me take out the second one. So you do harama. Then Ross is a shecht. Ross is a shecht. You can shecht either one. So Rashi is allowed to do harama and say, I like the second one better. And therefore you get both of them out. So you see a machlekes, you're allowed to do harama. So maybe this machlekes is the same machlekes like by us. If you're allowed to do harama to bring more kalim, to invite more guests in order that I can bring more kalim to get more wine. That's more I want to say the same machlekes. More says, no, it's chalak. Or you can machalak between the two cases. Memai. Dilma ad kan lekom Rabbi Eliezer hasam. Rabbi Eliezer only there disallows the din of harama. Why? The efshir panasa. There's an eitzah. You could feed the animal in the bar. Okay, you'll get it out after, you'll have a little tsar. You'll get it out after Yontif. But it's Efshep Panasa. V'hacha, here it's getting lost. So maybe here if it's getting lost, right, we'll allow Harama. V'hacha le'efshep, loy, maybe even Rabbi Eliezer will allow Harama. V'ad kan l'kam Rabbi Shua hasa, maybe Rabbi Shua only allows Harama over there by the shechting, v'shum de'ikah tzar b'alachayim. The mindset of tzar b'alachayim leaving the bar. V'hacha, le'ikah tzar b'alachayim, loy, you wouldn't allow it. So therefore, with Mechalik, that it's very possible Rabbi Eliezer, who disallows Harama there, will allow it over here because here it's Loyaf, it's getting ruined, or the opposite. Even though you allow Harama there, like Rabbi Yeshua, because that's called Tzabal HaChaim, but here, no Tzabal HaChaim, you wouldn't allow Harama. So the Marav item, Tesefta, about what you're allowed to save. Tanabon, Hitzel Pasta Kia, if someone saved good, fresh, white bread, ain't Matzah Pasta Draw. You can't save Pasta Draw, which is bread that's not as fine, it has the bran in it. That's not as fine, so there's no reason to save it. I have the best bread. But pasta draw, if you saved pasta that wasn't good, then you remember you have a loaf of white bread there. Matzah pasta kiyeh. Let it save the better bread. Another halacha. Matzil miyam ekvum l'shabbos. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat, so maybe you should not allow to save anything. No, you let it save it for Shabbos, if Shabbos is much Yom Kippur, because much Yom Kippur, you're not going to be able to bake bread, called Shabbos. You're not going to buy bread, called Shabbos. Therefore, you let it save on Yom Kippur, even though you're saving it for Matzah Yom Kippur, which is Shabbos, still it's mutter to do it. Why? Because you let it save Yom Kippur. Why? Because you're not going to have food Matzah Shabbos. I've learned Shabbos Yom Kippur, but you can't save for Shabbos Yom Kippur. Why? Because Matzah Yom Kippur, you'll buy bread. But ain't Tzarek Lem, Shabbos Yom Tov, it's possible you can't save a Shabbos Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook. Loim Shabbos or Shabbos Abba. Also, you can't save from this Shabbos for the next Shabbos. Why? Because in the weekday, you'll figure out a way to get more food. Tanu Rabbanu. Shachach pas batana. This has nothing to do with a fire. The case was here that you really, halacha is, you're not allowed to keep bread in the tanner for Shabbos if it's not already mostly baked. Because the issa shahir. Here the guy made a mistake, he forgot it. Shachach pas batana, v'kir shol v'yayim. And now it became Shabbos. So he wants to take it out. So matzilin mazon shol shudas. He's allowed to save 3 sudas and take it out, but the rest he has to let it burn. He's not allowed to take it out. Because there's an isser of Adias of Ayin, asks what's wrong with taking it out. Which isser is that? So there's an isser of the Rabbana of Adias of Pas, taking out Pas from the oven. It was certain malacha, you had to take it off. It was attached to the walls of the tanner on the inside, and it was Epis of Chachma to take it off, and that was a strict isser of the Rabbana. So you only had to save 3 sudas. You know other people who need bread also, you're allowed to tell them, come, bo v'tzilu lechem. Come and save bread for yourself. Ukashu roida. When you do it, la yirda b'marida. You shouldn't use the special spatula called a marida that's used to take it out. Because since it's an isser, we'll see in a second, you shouldn't use that. El basak and use a knife. Frate the Gemara, why can't you use a marida? Why can't you use the spatula to take it out? Any of a ton of Ravishmol, Sasakum Alacha, Yot Tikiya Shafer. It says, Lysasakum Alacha. But blowing a shofar or diaz a pass or taking out the bread, she chachma vein malacha, just a skill, and it's not malacha, that's mutta to do. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says. So what's pshat over here? It's aser. Basically, the most general learning, it's isder abana. It's not a malacha. So here, why do you have to mishana? It's isder abana. Maybe it's tarach Shabbos, they allow the isder abana. If you could change, you could change. Because really, it's aser abana. And therefore, they make you do a change. That's one of some Rishonim learned. The Ramban learns, actually, that's mutter. One of the Rishonim learned, that's actually Rediyah Zafas Taka mutter, Be'etzavan Shabbos. But here, since it's like an odd ball of a minor, so we want him to make a change, l'shenuyeh, to make an episode change. But the Shalom will show him how to learn. If it's Isidr Abonim, Pashas Isidr Abonim, they allowed it. If you did a shinui and Makom Tzorech Shabbos, they allowed you to use a sakin to take out, to detach the bread from the oven. Once you mention this, I'm going to say a few different dinim l'gavet Shabbos. Om Rav Chista, lo'olim yashkim odom lo'itzah Shabbos. A person should wake up early on Friday morning to work for Shabbos. Do it by Tzal Shabbos, take care of Shabbos. And the Mefarshim Medayik from Rur La'olam. La'olam means forever, even in the summer, when it's a long, long day, still wake up early like Tzal Shabbos. How do we know that from the Pasuk? Shenema, it says that right when the months landed, they said, V'hoyev yom ha'shishi v'chinu es ha'shaviyu la'altar. It says that when the month falls, you should be prepared what you need right away. You should prepare. So when the month falls in the morning, so you see, you wake up in the morning early to get ready for Shabbos. Amar Rav Abba, v'Shabbos chayiv odom l'vtzoyah shtei kikros. On Shabbos, a person is chayiv to break bread, to make hamotzi, and to cut 2 kikros, 2 rolls. The Ksiv says in the Pasuk, Baraman, lechem mishnah, double lechem. Zeche for that, you have to make hamotzi on 2 rolls, lechem mishnah. And it's a shayla on Yontav Yichayev. And also, and the shayla because of the mon fall on Yontav and not. But that's a whole sugya b'fnei asma. Amar Rav Ashi, Chazin Rav Kana, that he, the nokatarti, he picked up both of them to make the bracha. Batsa chada, only cut one of them. Amar liktu ksiv. This is Lashon Yochid liktu. So only take one. So he used to make a bracha on 2 and only cut one. Rav Zeir Rav Batsa kul sharusa. The piece he cut, it was such a fat piece, that helped him out. That was enough challah for him for the whole suda. He cut at one time his whole suda challah, big piece of challah. Only if you know Rashi, Vamechzik Rav Zanusra, looks like he's a starving person. Looks like you know, not so fine. Take a huge piece of bread, take one piece at a time. Omalei, given the call Yom Le'Avid, he doesn't do it the whole week. The whole week he eats one little piece at a time. Ve'idna hu d'Kavid, and today Shabbos takes a big piece. Le'mechzik Rav Zanusra, looks like Kavod Shabbos, looks like. Rav Amir Rasi Kimikalu Rifta De Ruva, whenever they had an Erev Chaseris, they kept it in their house. Those days, they used to make an Erev Chaseris every week, and they kept it in a different house. So he said, when the Erev landed in his house, Shari Alo, he made his Birch HaSamaitzi on that. That's where he started the eating from. Omai said to Yisoid, once I had one mitzvah done with it, let's do another mitzvah with it. He finds such a deal a lot of times in Shas that if you did a mitzvah, you do another mitzvah. Here, you did already, you started with a mitzvah. of, started with the mitzvah of lechem mishnah with erech haseris, we finish it off with making the bracha amaitzi on it for asuda shabbos, for aschal of asuda shabbos.